But this right here in verse 4, the Lord has made all things. Now, who made all these things? The Lord. Real clear, isn't it? For himself. Yea, even the wicked for the day of evil. So, who made the devil and his demons?
The Lord.
Of course, that's not the only place he tells us that. But that's one of the places. Okay, let's go to the next couple of verses. Everyone that is proud in heart is an abomination to the Lord. If you've got pride in your heart, that'll make you sick. If it's an abomination to God, it will make you sick. Though your hand join in hand, he shall not be unpunished. That's pretty clear, isn't it? Everyone that is proud in heart is an abomination to the Lord. Though hand join in hand, he shall not be unpunished. If you got a proud heart, are you going to be punished? Yeah. So if you got a proud heart, what do you need to do with it? Get rid of it. By mercy and truth, iniquity is purged. And by the fear of the Lord, men depart from evil. When you get a hold of the fact that God can sock you, it's real easy. You know, it's just like a young man. When a young man's at home, do y'all have children? Okay, if y'all have children and you're a good daddy whenever your children, you got any sons?
Yes, I do.
Okay. When your son was a little guy and he was growing up, if he knew daddy didn't like something and you told him not to do something, and when you come home and eat it and mama said, your son? You know how they would say, you know, I've had that, and the reason I can say this because I've been there. Your son was a very bad boy today. He did this. And now you need to take care of your son. And so you take him and give him a spanking or whatever because he did break the rules. And if you really lay one on him, the next time the mama says, you better not do that no more. I'll tell your daddy when he gets home and he remembers what happened. And with that, mama's got control. You know what I mean, young lady? I mean, that boy, he ain't afraid of you, but he's afraid of him. And the fear of the Lord does the same thing. When we learn that God can put a hurt on you and me, hey, we straighten our act up, don't we? Just like them children. It's pretty smart. And the fear of the Lord, by the fear of the Lord, men depart from evil. Man, I ain't going down to one of them bars and hanging out with one of them prostitutes, are you? Ain't no way you get me down there. I know what it'll do. I know what the Word says. You know, I ain't going down there. I ain't going to go hang out with nobody that's doing those kind of things because I know what God says it'll do. And I don't want to go to hell and I don't want to die with sickness and disease. I sure don't want to give my life to the cruel one. But he says he will. But there's a lot of people in the church that's sick and afflicted because of this. You know, you probably have no idea how many men and women that Cheryl and I deal with that's in the church that when we find the problem, they can't make it, they're sick, they're afflicted, and when we talk to them, they're divorced, but they're living with somebody out of wedlock. And the guy's not even a Christian. You know if he's a Christian? Well, no, I don't think so. He don't act like one. Well, you ain't acting like one either if you're sleeping with him. And she wonders why she's got all these problems. And she's crying on our shoulder. And she can't pay her rent and all this kind of stuff. I said, hey, you need to kick him out. You need to start obeying God and then he'll forgive you. And now that's the beautiful part about God. If you repent, kick him out, and ask forgiveness, he'll forgive you, won't he?
That's right.
And that's the good part about living on this side of the cross instead of that side of the cross. Over here, the Lord will forgive us. Okay, verse 7. Let's see what that says. I think that's as far as we're going there. When a man's ways please the Lord. Oh, yeah, this is the last one on this proverb. That's a woman too, Terry.
That's right.
When a person's ways please the Lord. Now, my honey bunny and I, that we are striving diligently to please the Lord. Aren't we, honey?
Amen.
Amen. We want to please him. When a man's ways please the Lord, he makes even his enemies to be at peace with him. And who is your enemy? The cruel one. The devil and his demons. The devil, I can just see the devil now and say, let me get him, God. Oh, no. He's a good boy. You know, he's a good boy. He's in my word. He's producing fruit for the kingdom. But let me just get him. No, no, no. You can't touch him. You're going to have to be at peace with him. Because it is written. You mean I got to be at peace with him? The Lord says, yeah. He said, okay, if that's the case, then I'll be at peace with him. And he leaves you alone. Isn't that a wonderful thing? Do you want your enemies to be at peace with you? Absolutely, I do too. But when a man's ways please the Lord, well, what do you got to do to please him? You got to read all these things he said, do and do them, right?
Be a doer of the word.
That's right. When a man's or a person's ways please the Lord, he makes even his enemies to be at peace with him. And when your enemy is at peace with you, you will have no sickness and disease. It will not come upon you. You don't have to have it. Because where does sickness and disease come from? The devil, the cruel one. That's right. Just like this gentleman said there a while ago, he really put them sores and boils on Job, didn't he? Yes, he did. And that's a perfect example of what happens. Okay, let's go to, I got so many good scriptures here, but I'm going to skip a few of them. Time gets by too quick. Let's go to Psalms 101, verses 1 through 8. I want you to see this. There's a lot of... In fact, I'm not going to skip, though, Dave. Just a minute. We're going to go back. We're going to go to Proverbs 17, verse 5 and verse 11. I'll just isolate it down to a couple of scriptures. Proverbs 17, 5. Go to Proverbs 17, 5. Whosoever mocketh the poor reproaches his maker, and he that is glad at calamity shall not be unpunished. Somebody says, what? I mean, but old Joe, he got what he deserved. Frank, my goodness gracious, that guy don't like him no way. And if he didn't get that job, praise God, I'm glad for his calamity. Or he wrecked his car last week. Praise God, I'm glad he wrecked that car. What happens to you when you do that? What does God say about you? If you're glad at calamities, what does God say he's going to do to you? You shall not be unpunished. You ever seen anybody in a church that laughed at somebody's problems? We ain't going to do it no more, though, are we? See, the more you get the knowledge of the Word changes you, doesn't it? The fear of the Lord. Now then, somebody says, I ain't afraid of God. Oh, you ain't got no knowledge at all. You're plumb stupid. You know, I mean, wow. He laughing at you. I mean, it's amazing. Okay, but we see what he does. And then let's go to verse 11 in that same chapter. An evil man seeketh only rebellion. Therefore, a cruel messenger shall be sent against him. Isn't that something? An evil man. If you're a man and you're evil and you're doing bad things, what's God going to send to cause you to have a bad day? A devil. A demon. Isn't that something? Well, me evil? Me wicked? No, no, I'm a Christian. I'm washed in the blood. You need to listen to Dave's teaching on me wicked. You know that any time you break God's rules and you get away from what he says, although you're his son, you know what he calls you?
Wicked.
Wicked. That's exactly right. Me, wicked? And when you're wicked, you're evil. And if you're evil and you're breaking his rules, what does he send against you? The cruel one. A demon. I mean, this book's pretty awesome when you read it, isn't it, son? Wow. It'll change your life forever. It'll straighten you up. You know, I like walking in divine health. Don't you, Terry?
Yes, I do.
Don't you, Frank? Sure. We like it not going to the doctor. I mean, this couple up here on the front row, they have spent years in doctors, always spent money, money, money. And then when they got everything right with God, no more doctors.
That's right.
And it's wonderful, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Their complete testimony is on the DVD back there, number one, verse. It's program 2, 3, and 4. On DVD number one about testimonies of miraculous healings. We had to use 3 30-minute shows to get their testimony. It's so big and so powerful. But if you haven't heard the testimonies of miraculous healings, 2 DVDs, you need to get them. There's a whole bunch of people on there that were miraculously healed. And you get to see the people that they happened to. And, of course, the first one is Johnny Brumfield. And Johnny's the one that had to crush knees for 21 months, hadn't walked a step in 21 months. And I got the privilege of praying the prayer of faith for Johnny and seeing the King instantly heal those two crushed knees. And that man jumped up and began to run all over the place. Wow, what a God we serve, huh? Wow. Now, the next thing I want to see is like I prayed for, what was that guy's name? What was the manager's nation? Mike? Down there, I think his name was Mike at the radio station that born with the arm right here. I prayed for him when I was there yesterday. I didn't see his arm grow back. I believe it's going to. But you know what I'd have loved to seen? Oh, I'd have loved to see that arm. Wouldn't you, young lady? Pray for somebody and see it. Yeah. Woo! Yeah. Brother, would that light our fire? That lit my fire. When I knelt down there in front of Johnny Brumfield that night down there in Louisiana, put my hands on them knees and prayed and asked the Father in Jesus' name to give him two new knees. I said, now get up and walk. And he got up and started running all over the place. Wow. I was like, I'm walking in a fog. It is awesome to see God do these wonderful things. I love serving Jesus, don't you? The King of kings and Lord of lords and God of gods. He's awesome. Praise the King. Okay, but he tells us some things he don't like, too. And we've got to get this, too. If we're evil and we seek only rebellion, he'll send a demon to torment you. I don't like that. But I'm not the boss. He is. Okay, let's go to Proverbs 19, verse 5. And we're just going to hit three verses in 19. We're going to hit 5, 9, and 23. Proverbs 19, 5. A false witness shall not be unpunished. I mean, that's sealed. If you're going to be a false witness, what's going to happen to you? You're going to be punished. A false witness shall not be unpunished, and he that speaketh lies shall not escape. You can't get away from him. So is it good as a Christian to learn when he says don't lie one to another? Does it pay good dividends to do what he says? Yes. You don't want to go there. If you do, it's going to make you sick and afflict you. It's going to cause a devil to come to get you. Now let's go to verse 9. Proverbs 19:9. A false witness shall not be unpunished, and he that speaketh lies shall perish.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.